Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Hannah Critchlow. This week, we get excited over excrement. An anonymous listener, touch cloth with this.
Can we produce power from poo? We produce loads of the stuff, and it must still have some good stuff in it. So surely scientists can delve away at it to make some electricity.
So should we lay cables courtesy of the colon? First up, we asked Dr. David Waltner-Toews, author of The Origin of Feces, is it possible to go fracking for feces?
The energy content of dry manure is about 50% that of coal. Right now, the most efficient way to get that energy is to run the manure through something called an anaerobic biodigester. So the manure is run into a contraption where certain bacteria, in the absence of air, will capture methane from the manure, which would otherwise be just released into the environment. That methane can then be burned directly. It can be burned in for running trucks, for running machinery, or it can be used to generate energy in a secondary process.
So it is possible to get power from poo. Do we currently actually do it, though? We delve into the data.
My name's David Mackay. I'm the author of Sustainable Energy Without the Hot Air. I'm the Regius Professor of Engineering at the University of Cambridge, and I'm the Chief Scientific Advisor at the Department of Energy and Climate Change. Looking back in 2006, one of the biggest forms of renewable energy in the UK was collected from methane gas coming from landfill sites and from sewage. The scale of this, well, in 2006, it was about 0.3 kilowatt hours per day per person coming from all forms of waste, and that made it the biggest renewable at the time. Since then, wind has overtaken, incidentally. And how does that compare with our total energy consumption? Well, our total energy consumption in all forms for transport, heating and electricity is about 125 kilowatt hours per day per person. So we do produce power from poo, but it's not as big as our total power consumption at all. And there's no way it could be that big either, because if you think about how much food you eat, the energy in the food you eat is about 3 kilowatt hours per day per person. And obviously the energy coming out in your poo has to be a bit smaller than that.
So yes, poo does produce power, but we currently consume more energy. So also look to the wind, amongst other places, for other sustainable sources of power. Well, making a movement with our next question.
Hello, Naked Scientist. Miriam, County Tyrone, Northern Ireland. I am approaching the end of my third trimester. The baby has got itself at long last in the right position, though this is where my question lies. An unborn baby's head points downwards in preparation for the birth and can be like that for many, many weeks. If I hung upside down for that long, all my blood would be swimming around my brain and I would be a bit dead. So how come an unborn baby is okay? Thank you.
So how does a baby withstand a prolonged headstand in the womb? Are babies the ultimate yoginis? Let us know what you think. You can send us your thoughts to studio@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can write on our Facebook page, or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists' Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissmann Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.